Hello, Boo. I'm by the River Ada. The sun has just set. It's a lovely calm evening. It's the first evening that I've been able to come for a walk after work, and it's still light and it's fantastic. That's not the reason I'm booing. I'm booing to make a bit of a public announcement, or as at least get something down and said, and if it's said, then it might just, no, it will become a reality. In 2012, I'm going to go to Bhutan. There, I've said it. Bhutan, why? It's somewhere that has fascinated me for years and years. Just the people, the way of life, the culture, the wildlife, the scenery, the photographic possibilities, everything about it has just fascinated me for ages. And I've always wanted to go there, but I've never really said anything. I don't travel that much. I travel in Europe quite a lot. I've been to France more times than I can shake a stick at. I haven't really done any further travel. Been to North America a few times and to Australia. But places like Southeast Asia, no. But I really want to go to Bhutan. And I said so to my husband. I said, we were watching Land of the Tiger, a fantastic series on BBC. And I said, I really want to go there. And he didn't say anything. And when we were in Spain last week, I think it was last week, he said, you know that thing about Bhutan? Well, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen in 2012. Why 2012? Well, I have one of those significant birthdays. It's one that ends with a naught, and in my case, begins with a five. And he said, well, there's no better reason to go than it's your birthday and let's do something special. He's always wanted to go to the Himalayas, and so it's, you know, I'm not dragging him along on a trip that I know he wouldn't enjoy. So I thought if I said it, nothing's planned yet. He has been looking at all sorts of websites already, so he's got some ideas, but I'm kind of a bit nervous about it, excited, but I thought if I said something, if I made it public, not that anyone will listen to this wittering, then I can check in 6 months and I can check in a year and see how I've gone in, or how I'm getting on in getting that dream realised. There have been quite a few influences recently about making that dream a reality. The Land of the Tiger programme, which was just brilliant. Gordon Buchanan and his camera work and his enthusiasm for the place, just so infectious. A friend in my camera club who is putting her ARPS panel together, that's Associate of the Royal Photographic Society panel together, on Bhutan. 15 stunning images that just, you know, if nothing else wanted me to go there, it's just looking at those, just brilliant. And then somebody who will never have heard of me, Radio Kate, on Audio Boo and on Twitter. I've been following her adventures recently. She wants to go into space, and I have a funny feeling that she probably will do one day. But she's just come back from the States, went to see Discovery launch the shuttle, waited for 4 and a bit months to see it happen. She is very, very enthusiastic, inspiring. She makes things happen, and I thought, well, okay, she's probably got 20 years on me, but if she can do it and her enthusiasm has really rubbed off on me, just her excitement in making things work and happen, then anyone can. So if you do listen to this, Kate, thank you very much. You don't realise how much of an inspiration you've been. And hopefully in October 2012, which is when my birthday is, it's also the best time to go to Bhutan, or that area anyway, because of the weather, I will be able to boo from there. And just, oh. So, there, a bit of a ramble. Just felt I had to say it. Get it out there, get it to the winterwebs. And that's it, really. So, I'm going to go home now, because it's time for my tea. Walk along the river, and upload this bit of a ramble. Anyway, that's all for now. Bye-bye, Boo.